Something huge is happening, something bigger than crypto. And if you look at the Bitcoin chart, you won't be able to see it. If you look at the altcoin chart and you look specifically, you may be able to see hints of it when you look at Floki, Pepe, and Doge. When you look at the meme coin chart, you may get a taste of what I'm talking about. But what's happened in the last 24 hours is much bigger than crypto. It is a movement, it is a resistance which has started. And if this resistance carries on, then it's going to blow up the crypto market, the altcoin market, and specifically the meme coin market. We have to talk about what's happened the last 24 hours because it's a massive turning point. And I'm not sure that anybody realizes just how big this turning point is going to be and which coins and meme coins are going to make life-changing money as a result of it. What happened is truly, truly, truly big and truly, truly, truly changing of the environment. We're going to talk about this whole GameStop meme coin revolution that started when this tweet happened from the Roaring Kitty. When this tweet happened, the revolution started. And today we're going to talk about the revolution and the tokens that are going to pump as a result of it. Huge show today, guys. Wow. Massive. Let's go. I don't know if most people realize what happened yesterday when this tweet actually came out. I think most people kind of look at it and say, well, you know what, the last time that this kind of thing happened, the last time there was a GameStop short squeeze, it set off a huge Bitcoin and crypto rally. But this time it's going to be way, way, way bigger. And I'm going to show you why it's going to be way bigger. And that's why I was a little bit late today, because when I was looking at all the data to back this up and I was looking for the investment thesis as a result of it, I think that this could be way bigger than we ever imagined. So I don't want to waste any time today. I want to get straight into the action. I want to get straight into the alpha. I need you guys to smash the subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. And if you like this kind of content, I need you to go crazy on the like button, because today is going to blow you. This show is going to blow you guys away. Smash the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let's not waste time. Let's get straight into what actually happened yesterday. So what happened? Well, it all started off with this tweet. This tweet came from an account called Roaring Kitty. And why this is such a pivotal tweet is because that tweet means that this man is back. So who is this guy? He's the guy behind the Roaring Kitty account. His name is Keith. He is an investor. He's an investor that turned $53,000 into $48 million on GameStop. But it's not about what he did on GameStop, because what he did in the previous cycle was he started a revolution. So let's talk about who this guy is. His name is Keith Gill, or as he calls himself, the Roaring Kitty. Now, what happened was he was just an ordinary investor who felt that GameStop was completely undervalued. And so what he did was he started buying up GameStop stock, and he started telling people on social media that he started buying up GameStop stock. This caused a huge short squeeze on GameStop, because what happened was Wall Street at the time were short GameStop. They didn't believe that this share would do very well, and so the evil powers at Wall Street all took short positions on this share called GameStop. And as he went onto social media and started telling people about this and starting a movement around buying GameStop, what happened was, for one of the first times in history, the retail investors actually had the hedge fund managers by the balls. What they started to do was they took the hedge fund managers who have been using retail as their exit liquidity, and what they did was they actually bought up the stock. These simple retail investors got together in Reddit groups and in chat groups and started buying up the stock. And they caused such a short squeeze, to the surprise of the hedge fund managers, who basically thought that these retail investors were just going to go away, or that they were just going to be able to muscle out the retail investors. For once, the retail investors actually successfully colluded, and they caused huge short squeezes in the funds. And you can see that one of the biggest casualties of these short squeezes was actually a fund called Melvin Capital. And what happened was the firm lost billions of dollars as it scrambled to cover its bets against the game retailer that became the darling of retail traders. And this was the first time that I know of that a bunch of retail investors got together and took the power of the small retail investor and started to fight against the evil Wall Street hedge funds that were using them as the product and were using them as the exit liquidity. Now, this guy, this Roaring Kitty guy, had such balls that he actually testified in front of Maxine Waters and Congress. And this is a little bit of a testimony. It's about 5 minutes. I'm not going to watch the whole 5 minutes, but you've got to see what he says here because he absolutely takes the piss out of Maxine Waters and the Senate committee.
Discuss with the committee my purchases of GameStop shares and my discussions of their fair value on social media. It is true that my investment in that company multiplied in value many times. For that, I feel enormously fortunate. I also believe the current price of the shares demonstrates that I've been right about the company. A few things I am not. I am not a cat. I am not an institutional investor, nor am I a hedge fund. I do not have clients, and I do not provide personalized investment advice for fees or
So he's basically testified in front of Congress, and he basically said, look, I bought GameStop because I felt it was undervalued. And the fact the price of GameStop is still high kind of says that my thesis about this was right. And he kind of says, look, I'm just an ordinary guy.
I'm just an individual whose investment in GameStop and posts on social media were based upon my own research and analysis. I grew up in Brockton, Massachusetts. My family was not wealthy.
So he makes the point that he's just an ordinary guy. And then I'm going to take you a little bit fast forward because I don't even need to listen to all of this. He starts justifying why he made the investment into GameStop and why it is ludicrous to think that he actually started a movement.
I was not a stockbroker or a financial advisor. I did not talk to clients and I did not recommend stocks for them to buy. Before and after I joined MassMutual, I studied and followed stocks. One of those was GameStop. In early June of 2019, the price of GameStop stock declined below what I thought was its fair value. I invested in GameStop in 2019 and 2020 because, as I studied the company, I became more and more confident in my analysis. Two important factors, based entirely on publicly available information, gave me confidence that GameStop was undervalued. First, the market was underestimating the prospects of GameStop's legacy business and overestimating the likelihood of bankruptcy. I grew up playing video games and shopping at GameStop, and I plan to continue shopping there. GameStop stores still provide real value to consumers and reliable revenue for GameStop. Second, I believe that GameStop has the potential to reinvent itself as the ultimate destination for gamers within the rapidly growing $200 billion
So obviously GameStop doesn't believe this. I mean, this is like blatant. He doesn't believe this, but he can justify it given the facts.
Has a unique opportunity to pivot toward a technology-driven business. By embracing the digital economy, GameStop may be able to find new revenue streams that vastly exceed the value of its business. I am hardly the only person who has advocated these points. When I wrote and spoke about GameStop on social media with other individual investors, our conversations were no different from people in a bar or on a golf course or at home talking or arguing about a stock. Hedge funds and other Wall Street firms have teams of analysts working together to compile research and analyze shares of companies. Individual investors do not have those resources. Social media platforms like Reddit, YouTube, and Twitter are leveling the playing field. The idea that I use social media to promote GameStop stock to unwitting investors and influence the market is preposterous. My post did not cause the movement of billions of dollars into GameStop shares. It is tragic that some people lost money in my heart.
So basically he says, look, it wasn't my posts that actually caused the short squeeze, when of course it was, but Congress couldn't do anything about it because he used publicly available information and he was well within his rights. And now what he started was he started a David versus Goliath moment in Wall Street. It was the one time where the retail investor actually had the upper hand above the Goliath, and the Davids, the retail investors, actually started to show that if we get together and we form a resistance, then we can actually topple the Goliaths. And I'll show you this from Wall Street Bet Mods. Just watch this video because I think it explains it pretty well.
People sitting at home getting checks in the government, and this fiduciary is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of having wealthy people, and, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We're all going to work together and pull together.
Now, there's a forum I've mentioned before, Wall Street Bets. It's on Reddit.
I've been on Wall Street for over 20 years, and I cannot think of anything that I've seen that is nearly as insane as what's going on with the GameStop right now.
Listen to how they
call them Da Vinci.
Listen to how TradFi is ridiculing the movement of the retail investor.
To me, this is not investing. This is gambling. This is unhealthy.
We like the stock. We like the stock.
They created a resistance. A revenge movement.
When Icahn saw a technical opportunity to put what's called a short squeeze to Bill Ackman.
Some people have said this is sort of the ultimate short squeeze.
Because that stock can go to infinity, theoretically.
U.S. taxpayers on the line for the full cost and risk of rescuing a failing company.
Let's talk about the speed with which we are watching this market deteriorate.
The most serious recession in decades. And that means life.
This and that or whatever, but it's just going to be a moment. We're going to move on. We're not going to be thinking about this a whole heck of a lot.
So the advice I would give to retail investors, if you want to gamble, go to the casino. I mean, this is not what the markets are for.
I actually think, Herb, that they're smarter than we think.
They want to own it. And the point is, just because you're wrong doesn't mean you get to change the rules. Especially when you were wrong, you got bailed out the last time. That's not fair.
I think this is the beginning of the end of centralized finance. I think if anyone thinks this is about just one stock or two stocks, they're mistaken.
They're mistaken.
They're mistaken. So that was Wall Street Bets, and Wall Street Bets was the Reddit platform where this whole movement actually happened. Anyway, now what happened was this guy is actually back. And as you can see, GameStop has started to pump again. So why? Because, well, you can see they've actually halted trading of GameStop. Look at that. They've halted trading of GameStop again. So what happened is he came back. And the price of GameStop actually started to pump again. And coincidentally, this happened when there were a whole lot of short positions from Wall Street in GameStop again. And so what he's done again is he has started the resistance movement again. And he started the resistance movement at a time when there is a lot to resist and that there's where there is a lot of pent up anger in the system and a lot of resistance in the system. And this resistance movement, he almost triggered a new resistance movement. And you can see that some of the big names in the world are starting to go behind this resistance movement. The first name that I saw is Andrew Tate. He said he's buying GameStop. He, no matter what, the stock goes up or down. This is a donation against the system. You can see that he started to make videos about it. About,
you can call me Top G, Top Diamond Hands. I am Diamond Hands on GameStop forever. Every single piece of GameStop I buy, I will never sell, whether it goes up, whether it goes down. I'm effectively just throwing money away. I'm donating money towards the cause that I never want to see again. And I'm going to buy as much of it as I possibly can, and I'll tell you why. We're in a spiritual battle, friends. Please understand, this is good versus evil. This is the common man against the system, the matrix. And right now, as they continue to halt trading and make it more and more difficult for me to buy across multiple brokerages in different countries with different banks, it keeps halting for some reason. And the reason is there's some guy with a vaccine.
So that's Andrew Tate. You got Dave Portnoy, who's also a very influential figure.
All I have asked, Roaring Kitty, all I've asked, give me a heads up, give me a bat signal, do something. He does the meme, like, I don't even understand the meme, getting up, I miss Peaches, come on. So I missed the whole thing. I can't miss it. I have such incredible FOMO.
So he's really wanting to get to be part of this movement. You got Andrew Tate making more videos and getting the guys liquidated or getting TradFi liquidated. And in fact, I've actually just seen a post on our newsroom, which basically says that once again, they have put a stop to the GameStop shares. GameStop and AMC stocks halted trading due to volatility. Now, what does this mean? It means that in the traditional financial world, and I'm going to show you why this is so important for crypto. Because in the traditional financial world, these guys have got systems to protect the incumbents. So what's actually going on here is because there is so much volatility that the systems have stopped the GameStop share from moving so that people, specifically hedge funds, won't get liquidated too quickly. Whenever there's too much movement in a stock, the traditional financial system has created these circuit breakers to protect the incumbents so that they won't get liquidated and that the market will be artificially held stable. And what do? They have these circuit breakers, which basically stop trading. They stopped trading yesterday a few times. You can see that on Wall Street Bets, the button to buy GameStop was actually even switched off. You could not buy GameStop again. Andrew Tate tried to buy $1 million worth of GameStop. They try to halt the system. That's why I think that this is so good for crypto, because the last time that this happened, this is what happened to the crypto market. So the last time that this happened, the crypto markets, this resistance spread to the crypto markets, and we started to get a huge run up in the Bitcoin price. And you can see that the Bitcoin price went all the way from around 20,000 all the way up to like 69,000. That was actually one of the things which actually sparked the altcoin cycle. Now, let's talk about why this is actually coming to crypto. So the first reason why I think this is actually coming to crypto is because in the previous cycle, we didn't have this meme coin super cycle. And we didn't have the ability to trade meme coins so aggressively on Solana. Last cycle, the meme coins were all on Ethereum. It was expensive to trade on Ethereum. In fact, it wasn't even possible to trade meme coins properly on Ethereum. You can't trade a meme coin when the gas fees are $100, $200, and $350 per transaction. This cycle is slightly different. This cycle, you've got the frustration with the financial markets, number one. You've got the frustration with the limitations that the financial markets place on you through these circuit breakers and things to shut down trading when it doesn't suit them or when things are moving too fast, which is all completely artificial. You don't actually have that in crypto, and you can actually trade meme coins on Solana really, really cheap. Not only that, you can also trade these meme coins 24 hours a day. Now, the reason for this frustration, the reason for this resistance doesn't end or doesn't exist between 9 and 5 or 9 and 4 when the markets open. The frustration and the resistance actually lives 24 hours a day. And in the traditional markets, you can only trade against the resistance between 9 and 4. But in the crypto market, things are different. You can trade between 9 and 5. You can trade how you feel, which is exactly what this resistance movement is about. You can trade how you feel 24 hours a day at almost no costs with no market circles and no intervention. And that's why I think that what's going to happen is this is going to start off in the memes, which is in the stock markets. But this is very, very, very quickly going to migrate onto crypto. Now, on top of what I've just said to you now, on top of the fact that the traditional markets have got these circuit breakers, on top of the fact that there's frustration with the hedge fund managers, on top of the fact that the traditional markets aren't open 24 hours, on top of the fact that we now have Solana, we also have frustrations inside the crypto movement, which require a resistance, which are very similar to the frustrations that exist between Wall Street and the retail investor. And so not only do we have the macro frustration from finance between Wall Street and the macro investor, we have the same or a similar version of it that's happening right here under our eyes in crypto. And in crypto, the frustration is actually around the VCs and the game that the VCs have actually been playing in crypto. We've been talking about this VC versus retail investor game for the last couple of months, where I've said that the entire crypto game is rigged against the retail investor. But the retail investor is actually becoming really smart because the retail investor is seeing what the VC investor is doing. What the VC investors are doing is they're investing very early in projects. They then launch the projects with low tokens in circulation. And because there's such a low supply in circulation, they create this artificial demand for the token through pumping up how amazing the technology is so that retail can only buy what's the low float that's on the market. And that drives the token up. And then what happens is over time, the managers, the projects unlock their tokens and slowly, the VCs land up dumping their projects, their high FTV projects with low float onto the retail investor, drowning retail investors in tokens and effectively destroying retail investors. Now, that's very similar to how hedge fund managers on Wall Street treat the retail investor as their exit liquidity, as the product. We have the same thing happening in crypto with the VCs, just on a different scale. But now these meme coins are our form of resistance, because what retail investor is basically saying is saying, buddy, we're in control now. We are playing coins that you ain't in and you probably can't get into, because prudently, you can't go to your investors and say to your investors, hey, look, I took your $1 billion and I invested it into Pepe and into Floki and into Doge and into Gummy and into Tuka. And so here, as Big Dick Bull says, he says, tell VCs to look for a new job. We're in control now. We're basically cutting them out here. And when the VCs in the old days used to say, I think the meme coin narrative will die because of the oversupply of meme coins. Well, what about the oversupply of VC projects where VCs have been trying to dump on retail investors? That's pretty much what's happening right now. And so now we're getting the moment of truth for the VCs, because the retail investors have all pulled together and said, you know what? We're not interested in investing in these projects, these serious projects, which we talk about here. We're not interested in investing in these serious projects if the tokenomics are rigged against us. And we are going to join the Wall Street resistance. And basically what we're going to say is we're going to join their resistance. They went for meme stocks. We're going to move to meme coins. And in time, the meme stock investors are also going to start moving to meme coins. And we're going to rebel against this cycle the last three cycles where the VCs have basically dumped on the retail investor. And we've been telling you about this and we've been warning you about this for a long time. Someone says here, also, the same TradFi fund shorting meme stocks are probably also shorting crypto. If they get blown out by meme stocks, they'll be forced to cover their crypto leg, and that might even send our market up even higher. And if you look at the meme coins, if you're not taking them seriously, as Ansem says, he says, I mean, they're 8 out of the top 10 on-chain coins by volume every single day for the past 6 months have actually been meme coins. And if you look at the performance of the VC stocks, the VC tokens versus the meme coin tokens, you can pretty much see that all these, and these are very serious projects of which we hold quite a bit. But if you look at the meme coins, retail has really made their mark and basically said, you know what, if this game is going to be rigged against us, we're going to go and play a game that is slightly, or that is not rigged against us. We're going to go play a game where we're in control. And the result is that no matter how much serious technology actually launches, what you can see is that the money is flowing into meme coins. And in the past 3 months, 259% return on meme coins versus all these other sectors pretty much going down. So the first part of our resistance is to basically change the cycle against the VCs, very similar to how in the traditional markets, the retail investor is basically, you could say, teaming up and flashing out the open trade again, but now the GameStop's up 73% because all the retail investors are coming together and they're destroying the hedge fund managers. So that's the first part of our resistance. But our resistance doesn't end there. The resistance doesn't end with Wall Street or with the VCs. Our resistance, or this resistance that is sparked, actually goes one step further. It actually goes into the world of politics. So yes, it's, remember, meme coins are a form of protest. They are a form of resistance. They are a form of resistance around what's going on now. It's a place where the people are actually in control. And it's not only against the VCs. It's also, we're starting to see our resistance pick up steam when it comes to politics. Now, as you probably know, in the US elections, there are six key states, which they call the battleground states. These are the states where the swing states. These are the states that can decide whether or not the election goes towards Trump or towards Biden. Now, given the fact that Elizabeth Warren and Gary Gensler have been so vocal against crypto and have been pushing this resistance narrative against crypto, what you're starting to see now is that our resistance has actually been pushing the polls to show that Trump is actually leading Biden in five of the six battleground states at the moment. On top of that, there's another massive breakthrough that's been happening. There is this guy who's, his name is John Deaton, and he's running against Elizabeth Warren. He says he's proud to announce that he is officially on the ballot for the U.S. Senate. A huge thank you to all the volunteers who worked tirelessly. He got over 10,000 signatures. I think he got 11,873 signatures. He says a bad look for one of Washington's most entrenched politicians, which is Elizabeth Warren. Now, if he wins, he could actually get Elizabeth Warren out.
Hey, everybody, it's John Deaton. Guess what? Ballot day, baby. First Republican candidate to make the ballot. In Massachusetts, you need 10,000 certified signatures by the Secretary of State. This little form here says, today, I turned 11,817, and we are still counting ballots. Told you, I'm in it to win it. Elizabeth Warren, Senator, I'll see you come November. Hey, everybody, it's John Deaton.
Okay, so what Elias says is one of the single most important places for crypto people to concentrate attention is John Deaton. Unseating Horan would send shockwaves through Washington and change the tune overnight. Much easier, more impact than the national elections too. So this is part of our resistance. And I'm glad to say that we're now, as Ryan Selke says, we finally have political momentum on crypto. We shouldn't sell ourselves short and play not to lose. We should basically, what he's saying is, we should be playing to win. So that is effectively what's happening in the resistance movements. Yesterday was a huge catalyst. That catalyst was the coming back of Roaring Kitty and GameStop going up and tons of hedge funds getting liquidated. And that has spread through into crypto. And I'm so happy to see this. On the one side, you've got most altcoins down. But if you look at the meme coins, some of the meme coins are absolutely, absolutely flying. You can see that these two meme coins, GameStop, GME, and this one over here, which is, what is this GME? Or this is, I think it's two versions of GameStop, up 71.5 million dollar market cap. And you can see that it's up 101.7%. The resistance which token is this? So the Joe coin also up. So you can see that a lot of the altcoins are actually up a lot. And what someone says here is Gumshoe says, he says, Roaring Kitty is a retail cat, is just the retail catalyst we needed. Plus, Trump increasing odds of election winning, almost 3 months of painful sideways, a huge bull flag on the daily, negative and neutral funding on alts, exchanges seeing regular TWAPs on Bitcoin. I also tweeted something last night, which basically said, look, I mean, if you zoom out here and you look at the Bitcoin cycle, you can kind of see that, I mean, we've had one bull flag, we went up, we consolidated, we had another bull flag, we went up, we consolidated, and now we're another bull flag. And time will only tell which way this bull flag is going to break. But if I put that bull flag next to the RSI and I'm waiting for the RSIs to cross each other over here, my guess, if I were a betting man, I would basically say that this next breakup is actually going to be an upward breakup. What we're also seeing is that this sparked the altcoin movement, right now. And what you can see is Solana meme coin has surged. meme coins on Solana have surged. The one that surged the most is obviously this GME coin on Solana. But on top of that, get this, 21,985 new meme coins were deployed on pump.fun in the last 36 hours. The meme coin frenzy is going absolutely crazy at the moment with more and more meme coins launching. I mean, remember that pump.fun is just one platform to actually launch these meme coins. It's not it's not the only platform. It's just one platform for launching these meme coins. And I want to show you a crazy stat. If you look at the revenue generated on an annualized basis for pump.fun, it's $145 million. Imagine creating a platform that makes $145 million in profits launching these meme coins. As a result of this, what you're seeing is Solana's on-chain trading volume surged over $1.7 billion in the last 24 hours, and meme coins are accounting for most of this trade. This meme coin frenzy is picking up steam. And as you can see right now, over $107 million has been bridged from other chains, including Ethereum and L2s, to Solana, facilitated by Wormhole, DBridge Finance since the start of this month. It's going absolutely crazy. Now, on that note, I'm going to show you again how to use DBridge today, but I don't want the money to show up in my wallet. I want the money to show up in your wallet. What I want you guys to do is I want you guys to drop your Solana wallet right now in the comments. I'm going to pick a Solana wallet, and I'm going to show you guys a DBridge demo in a few seconds, and I'm actually going to put the money into your wallet. So post your Solana wallet in the comments here. Yesterday, over 852,000 active wallets interacted with Solana. You see where I'm going here. What you need to be looking for is you need to be looking for the following. Number one, which chains are going to benefit from this? I think Solana solidified itself as the meme coin chain. As much as Base wants to be the meme coin chain, Ethereum's not going to be the meme coin chain. What we're seeing here, this resistance movement is actually going to be fought on Solana. So you're looking for the trades on Solana. The second thing that you want to be looking at is you want to be looking at which meme coins are actually going to win here. Now, we've seen Kitty, we've seen GameStop, we've seen GameStop Whiff Hat, we've seen Keef Whiff Hat, we've seen so many of these meme coins. I think that the theme that you should be watching for is you should be watching for tokens that are memeable, that are about the resistance. So things that are about resisting power, resisting hedge funds, resisting the matrix, resisting traditional sources of power. Those are the meme coins that you want to be looking at. It's not every meme coin that's going to move now. Like if you look at the clean meme coins, they're not moving at the moment. You need to be looking for those gems that are all about the resistance. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a list and I'm going to drop a list tomorrow. I'm going to drop a list of a whole lot of meme coins, which I think are really going to do well because they're part of this resistance. But for now, what you're looking at is you're looking for the kitty with hats. You're looking for the GameStops, the GameStop with hats, because those are all the ones that are going to have these mini runs that are going to start looking at. But then you got to look at the much bigger picture. Then you got to look at the much bigger picture, and you got to form a thesis around the much bigger picture. Elio says dog memes will underperform cats. I think I agree with him that dog memes will actually start underperforming cats. Mog, Popcat, Toshi, Michi Cat. We spoke about all of this on the Meme Coin Show, which we did on Sunday on Banter Plus. The second thing is we are at the beginning of the real cycle. What Elio is basically saying is he's saying, look, what happened back then is going to happen again. It's when retail starts to look for a way out and they start bringing their money. That is when we get, sorry, I've lost my tab here. You know, I've got 80,000 tabs open here. So let me just quickly find it. Okay, there we go. So we're at the beginning of the meme coin of the cycle. And he says, real memes will crash. He says, until now, memes that have won big in CryptoLand have often been absolute boomer trash. With all due respect, the older classes of crypto investors were not on the front lines of the social media trends. This will change massively as a new generation of traders will likely flow from TikTok into the dumb money trade. So you got to start thinking about what will the thing. Hammy, the sad hamster. We think Gummy is gonna do the same thing. Obviously, we think Tooker is gonna do the same thing because Tooker is gonna be very much political. And I'll actually show you the video that Tooker made about this meme coin. Now you tell me if you've seen any content as good as this about what's actually happening out there.
Holy moly, he's back. That's right, folks. After a three-year hiatus spent doing who the hell knows what, the godfather of meme stocks, the sultan of squeeze, the Raja of Reddit has made a stunning return to social media with a cryptic post of a man in a chair. And in the last few hours, a series of clips from a seemingly random bunch of movies. GameStop has been pumping to Valhalla, so much so that the New York Stock Exchange suspended trading. Meme coins, and especially Kittycoin, is mooning, and just about everyone is paying attention. Lucky for you, we've recently received some stunning leaked footage from Washington. And let me tell you, you have to see this for yourselves.
Mr. President, we have a problem.
Jill. Jill, where am I? Oh, Jill.
You're in the Situation Room, Mr. President, with me, Senator Warren.
Pocahontas, is that you?
Oh my God, Gary, where the hell have you been?
Long story, honey. I had to fake my own death. I got here as fast as I could. Is the president briefed?
Mr. President, last night at 0300 hours, a YouTuber called Roaring Kitty made a post on X.
I can't believe this is happening.
Meme stocks and meme coins could be about to enter the banana zone, sir.
I like bananas. Is this Al-Qaeda?
Yes, Mr. President. Worse, sir, it's Russian Al-Qaeda. It's Al-Qaeda Onoff. It's very serious. Even Top G is getting involved.
And what the hell do you want me to do about it?
I have prepared an executive order, Mr. President. It's called Operation Friar Tuck. We need to shut down Robinhood with immediate effect.
I've been doing my goddamn best, Elizabeth.
Will it get the hostages back?
We are very optimistic, sir.
Well, okay then.
Thank you, Mr. President. In other news, I'd like to ask your permission to neutralize Mark Cuban.
Permission denied. Fidel is a very good friend of mine. What the hell happened to your hair?
You may recall I donated it to your collection, sir, under duress, I might add.
Wow. Just when you thought he was gone forever, the legend returns and shakes the establishment to its very core. Does he have his eye on any criminally undervalued future blue chip tickers? Only time will tell. But I know I speak for all of us in saying, Roaring Kitty, welcome home, my friend. Welcome home. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, the ticker is Tooker.
So that's why I love Tooker, because if you look at the type of reporting that Tooker does on something like this, not only is it funny, but it's actually fully educational. And like, where else could you find something in 2 minutes and 30 seconds actually reports on it so accurately, but also in such a good way? So that is the meme coin revolution and the revolution. And I hope you'll agree with me. Let me know in the comments what you think of the revolution. I want to also talk about something else that happened today and something that's going to happen yesterday and something about the broader market. So remember I said to you we were looking for PPI today. So the PPI, I think the core PPI 2.4 versus estimated 2.4. So the PPI not looking like it's subsiding, which is probably what's causing Bitcoin in the market to actually come down. Remember, the big thing is that tomorrow we've got CPI. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. The way that I'm looking at CPI is in two ways here. So the one thing is when I look at the charts, and the charts usually tell a story. The charts are telling me that there should be a turnaround here. The charts are telling me that the next move should actually be up. That is what the charts are telling me here. And that the next move should actually be up, and it should be quite imminently up. It should happen like any day now. The next move should be up. That is what the charts are telling me. They're telling me this here because there's this bull flag that's basically coming to an absolute end. And there's a stochastic RSI, which is showing me that we're getting to a point where the market needs to make a decision. And that decision is not with the RSI sitting here, but the RSI is actually sitting here. So the charts are telling me that the market needs to go up. The data is telling me that in order for the market to need to go up, we need to get an inflation reading tomorrow, which is lower than what they're actually expecting. Now, if you look at what they are expecting tomorrow, they are expecting 3.4%. We need inflation data to come in at under 3.4% to spark off some kind of run in the market. The problem is that when I look at this, the Cleveland Fed, and they are the guys that usually forecast the best, they're telling me that the inflation numbers will probably come in at 3.5%. So the problem is that if we come in at 3.5%, it's going to be higher than the market expectation. And if it's higher than the market expectation, the problem is that that could actually send the market down instead of up. But then, as I say, when I look at the charts, and the charts usually preempt the news, the charts are telling me that the breakup should be up. So I guess we've got to keep our eyes tomorrow on the CPI. Obviously, I'll be here when it happens, and we can talk very much about it. The other thing that I spoke to you guys about yesterday, which I think is worth maybe talking about again today, is I said to you guys, there's going to be a big AI run. And the reason why there's going to be a big AI run is because this month we're expecting a lot of news when it comes to AI. And yesterday actually caught me a little bit by surprise, but some of the news actually broke, and it broke much sooner than I actually expected. The first bit of news that broke was that ChatGPT launched ChatGPT 4.0. Now, ChatGPT 4.0, one of the most incredible things that you'll ever see. And in fact, I want to actually get something here to show you how amazing this tool is. Just let me just actually get it here. Hold on, I have to find this demo for you guys. I had a very, very, very good demo of what the new ChatGPT can actually do. And what the new ChatGPT can actually do is absolutely amazing. It can, here we go. Here's a tweet. I knew I had it. Here it is. Just have a look at what the new ChatGPT can actually do.
Hey, Rocky. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm awesome. Listen, I got some huge news.
So it's enabled very much for voice. And you can have a conversation with her. You can do real-time translation.
I'm here with my coworker today. We'd like you to act as our translator for us. So every time I say something in English, can you repeat it back in Spanish? And every time he says something in Spanish, can you repeat it back in English?
Sure. I can do that. Let's get this translation train rolling.
Hey, how's it been going? Have you been up to anything interesting recently?
Hola, ¿cómo te ha ido? ¿Has hecho algo interesante últimamente?
So you've got a real-time, translator. You've got customer service, voice-activated customer service, which can now be done by ChatGPT. I wonder why we're not getting sound. Okay, so you got that. You've got a whole lot of voice-activated prompts.
Hey, ChatGPT, could you count from 1 to 10 for me, please?
Of course. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, actually, that's a little slow. Could you count fast?
So anyway, ChatGPT 4.0 came out. The next thing that happened is that Apple seemed to have done a deal. Apparently, Apple and OpenAI deal just closed one day before the voice assistant announcement. Apple decided that it couldn't make its own. Siri will now be from OpenAI. So that's big news. And again, remember, I keep saying to you that this month is going to be the news of AI. We're going to get the NVIDIA earnings later. We've got a Google announcement coming out, I think sometime today, actually. I think this is the Google announcement actually starting to come out today. That should all be good for the AI tokens. And this morning, when I woke up, before the market started to slip, and when I looked at the altcoins, what I saw was that the AI coins were actually doing well. Now, obviously, they're not doing well now because the whole market's come down. But if you think that the market's going to recover, maybe start looking at the AI coins and the AI list that we gave you guys yesterday. Here's just some of them. Near, Render, Arweave, Akash, AOS, Pocket, Based AI, Claw, Peak. Those are some of the ones that I'd be looking at. All right, before we go, I want to do two things. One, how many of you have put your Solana wallets in the chat? Let's see if I can actually copy Solana wallets. Okay, I've got one here. And I want to show you just how well this bridge actually works. So yeah, I've got this Solana wallet. I hope it's a Solana wallet. Let me see if I can copy the Solana wallet address. Holy shit, this chat is moving really fast. Let's see if I can quickly copy it. Okay, I've copied it. Fantastic. Okay, so this is, I think, the Solana wallet address that I got. Let me just make sure that it's actually right and that I have copied the whole address. Okay, so this is a Solana wallet. It's from one of our viewers. And I actually want to show you again how this DBridge bridge works. I think it's super important that you understand how to use it. Remember, if you want to use it, then you should go to the show over here. And you will be earning points not only in DBridge, fantastic, but you'll be earning Gummy points. Now remember, tomorrow Gummy staking launches. Make sure you have your Gummy today, because the Gummy staking launches tomorrow. And once that happens, I think the price is going to go up and you're going to land up paying more. Anyway, for DBridge, what you need to do is you need to click this link over here. And I showed you yesterday why you would use DBridge. But essentially why you would use DBridge is if you want to move Ethereum to Solana or Solana to Ethereum, if you want to move money from any chain to any chain, instead of going onto an exchange, waiting 20 minutes, just do this. You see, I've got half an ETH into this wallet. And let's say that I want to send that or a portion of that half an ETH on the Solana chain, and I want it to arrive in the Solana chain in USDC, right? So how would I do that? Well, I would go here and I'd say, take 0.2 ETH, okay, and drop it into this, I think the guy's name is Luris, L-U-U-R-I-S, one of our viewers. His name is Luris. And what I want you to do is I want you to drop $571. Now, what I'm doing here, just understand what I'm doing here. I'm moving money from the Ethereum network, from Ethereum to the Solana network and receiving it in the Solana network in USDC. Just think about how many steps you'd need to do on a centralized exchange to do it. On DBridge, you can do it literally, watch this, with one click of a button. And by the way, with that one click of a button, I'm just going to approve the transaction. I've approved the transaction. The transaction, as you can see, has been broadcasted. If you just remove the comment so people can see it, Josh. Remove the comment. And you can see that the transaction has been broadcast. And within a few seconds, Luris will have orders being created. And literally within a few seconds, you can move money from any... There we go. Order fulfilled, order created. There we go. Luris has actually got his money. Congratulations, Luris. Thank you for being a viewer of our show. But what you can see is that you can move money from any chain to any chain with one click. And now while you do that, if you use this link over here, not only are you gaining points in the DBridge airdrop, and I think that this DBridge airdrop will be absolutely huge, but you can see that you're also going to create, you're also going to get $1 million worth of gummy at these prices is going to be dropped on anybody that uses this bridge using that link. So go and do it. If you are thinking of bridging money, also help us to become the, I'll show you. So we want to become the winner in this. We want to show the power of Banter and the Banter community and the Banter family. I just want to show you where we stand. I mean, this is all public information, so you can all see it. But so you can see that right now where it stands is we've gone from being number 20,000 on the points ranking to 148 on the point ranking. And that's because 847 of you have moved $888,000. So let's try and become the number one. Let's try and become the leaders here. And at the same time, you get points, we get points, and everyone just gets an airdrop. So listen, I will see you guys again tomorrow. But before that, remember that Sheldon and I are running Sniper School tonight. By the way, it's not too late if you want to sign up for Sniper School. It's the only time that Sheldon and I are doing. Holy shit, you got 1 hour and 40 minutes to sign up. You got 1 hour and 40 minutes to click that link, sign up, and join Sheldon and I at the first Sniper School. Sheldon and I are doing it a long time. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, keep the resistance, my friend. Josh, what happened there? Keep the resistance. As soon as I talk about resistance, even Josh tries to get me out of the picture. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, keep the resistance and trade well, my friends.